So we always say to you, pain is perception. So what are you holding on to as far as your perceptions go? How are you looking at things? And that's really what we want to talk to you about in regards to some of the current events. And we don't want to talk just about Paris, but there are other parts of your world where a lot of this trauma and drama is going on a day-to-day basis. The difference with Paris is that you are in some ways being shown a particular picture to get a certain response out of you. So again, not necessarily a bad thing, because some of you may say, ah, yes, well, there's manipulation going on. It is showing you where the mass consciousness is at. It is showing you what needs to be healed. So if you look at it from that perspective, you re-engage your power. You don't feel that you are being corralled by anyone else. You simply re-empower yourself, and then you can take action from there. And we're going to talk about some of the actions that you all can take. Now, as far as manipulation goes itself, many of you have questions as to what the real story is. And what we will say to you is that every participant has their version of the real story. Are we being manipulated? We hear you asking. The simple answer is yes, because all of you do this. So from the person who was perhaps carrying out some of the acts, some of the violences, they had their own purposes. They were trying to manipulate events in order to achieve a particular result. Those that were perhaps orchestrating it at a higher level, yes, were hoping to achieve a particular result, and so they moved events in a particular way. There are some who are not necessarily the instigators, but will take advantage of the opportunity and try to spin the opportunity to their vantage point. So there is a tremendous amount of manipulation going on, absolutely. For you, it's very important for you to step back and say, what resonates with me today? How can this serve me? How can I learn and grow from observing the situation? You didn't have to necessarily put yourself in that position firsthand. You didn't have to be one who was perhaps shot at. You didn't need that. But what you needed was to step back just a bit and still have that experience of that vibration, because you yourself are running a frequency that is in alignment with that scenario, that situation. For most of you, it's safety. For some of you, it's control and manipulation and safety. We would say without a doubt that there's not a one of you on this call that doesn't have some level of safety issue. So it does trigger that, because you look at the state of the world and you say, oh, are we going to World War III? And then your safety comes up and you go into contraction. What does that mean? What's that going to look like? How are we going to function? Everything down to the quality of life, not just for humans, but for animals and plants, Mother Earth herself. So the safety issue truly gets triggered there. It is vital that you take time and observe your own personal reaction to the situation. That's where you hold your power. Notice where you go into contraction. Notice where emotions run high. And then look to see if you play that out anywhere else in your life, because we guarantee you, you do. It may look vastly different on the surface, but it's still the same vibrational essence. So, for instance, you may look at the situation in Paris and the bombings, and you may feel a lot of fear coming up about uncertainty and the unknown. Well, have you ever played that out, or are you currently playing that out in your life as far as stepping forward? Maybe that's taking a new job or quitting a job that you feel fear because you don't know where it's going to lead. The vibrational essence of that sense of security and that sense of the unknown, that fear, looks different on the surface, but the vibration is the same. So these beings who are participating directly with the situation and scenario are of service. So have gratitude for all of those who are playing in that game, both on the positive end of the spectrum and the negative end of the spectrum, on both polarities. Because for them, they've got the same core issues that you have. They're running those programs, and those programs that they've set up in their mind lead to that outcome. So they're gifting you with the opportunity to clear out some of your own programs. Now, we would say for some of you, the issue of what to do comes up. I don't want this. I want something different. And so the way that you are conditioned to work with that energy in current society is to fight what you don't want. And we would say, this is an opportunity for you to learn how to foster the frequencies that you do want to create for yourself. If it is a sense of safety, or if it is a sense of connection and community, you want more of that, then see what you can do in your own life. If you want to be of assistance or to be able to support another person, do it on the small scale in your personal life. Start there. It may look vastly different. Maybe it has to do with education. Maybe it has to do with allowing someone else to be heard. You can go and work with children. Or you can go volunteer at a shelter. Or you can start an organization in which you are able to help people with a particular need. It's you taking action that supports the frequency that you would like to see the world as a whole expressing. You have to start at the personal level. That's the only place you have power. You are never, ever going to be able to change anything that is outside of yourself. You have to start that internal change. And the irony with spiritual alchemy is that as you start to make that internal change, your external reality also changes. And the more you work with that inner connection with you and source energy, you start to see that you are not disconnected from anything that you once thought was outside of you. And once you become one with everything, you have the ability to change everything because everything is now a part of you. But your desire to change things also shifts, because once you reach that level of awareness, you realize that there is really nothing that is wrong that needs changing. It's about vibrational exploration. So for now, from where you are, again, we would say, what can you do to foster the frequencies that you would like to see? If you would like to see more peace, where are you not peaceful in your life? Are there people that you need to have conversations with, that you need to make amends with, that you would like to communicate better? And communication is a huge part of some of the issues that you're currently seeing. That you're not listening to each other. You're not really hearing what others are saying. You are automatically closed off. So look to see, is there anywhere in your life that you are doing that? Another one of the big issues that's coming up that many of you have questions about also has to do with the refugee influx into Europe.
You were listening to an excerpt from the November 15th, 2015 group session. To purchase the full recording or to learn more about Wendy and her work, please visit www.higherfrequencies.net.